Elden Ring, baby.
Elden Ring, baby. Elden Ring.
Elden Ring, baby.
Elden Ring, baby.
I really want to fuck. I do not want to get it for Xbox.
I don't either, but I'm going to do it because I'll buy it twice.
I'm honestly thinking about it because I want to get a PS5 for it.
Same.
That's one of the games on my list for next gen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll be able to resist.
Or a PC. Build a PC.
Maybe that too.
Ooh, build PC.
But I did not know how much I was going to love Dark Souls 3. Like, literally, I bought Dark Souls 3 on a whim because it was on sale.
Oh, yeah?
Dark Souls 3 is really good.
No, Dark Souls 1 is trash, Zach.
Again, chips.
Dark Souls 1 is trash. I played that shit. It did not. It is not what it is. It is not as good as Dark Souls 3 at all. I bought the remastered version because I was like, hey, I'm going to like Dark Souls 1 because I like Dark Souls 3. Did not work that way. But Elden Ring.
Once you get a PS5 number, you should definitely play Bloodborne. Like Bloodborne,
that's on my list too.
It's such a good. It's so good. It's so fucking fantastical. I can't fucking
live I can live vicariously through that.
I love Bloodborne. I don't know why they haven't made a second one yet. I mean, I guess they don't need to because it's like Bloodborne ends just in such a nice little bow, and like this really hard. I guess it's really kind of hard to kind of like keep telling that story.
Do you know what Bloodborne is, Zach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that vampires? What is this?
No, it's like a Renaissance era Dark Souls, and there's guns in it.
But you can't block.
You don't need to block if you got your gun.
Yeah.
You could parry though, right? Isn't that the big thing?
Well, yeah, the gun can trigger the interrupt state, which is really good.
Is it as difficult as the other Bourne series?
Yeah. There are no other Bourne series. There's only Bloodborne.
What about Jason Bourne?
Oh shit.
My soul died. I'm not gonna have much of my soul left over after fucking today with all the shit you guys been doing to me.
No, is it just as difficult or is it?
It is just because you have to be aggressive. Yeah, because you have to get the Dark Souls mindset out of your body. You have to be aggressive because there's no blocking, there's no shields. You have to dodge and if you get hit, if you get hit but fight back right after you get hit, you get some of your health back.
Oh,
came out in 2014.
Yeah,
still no DC port. Still, that's the best
one. I never parried in Dark Souls. I never got the timing right. It was really? I was a little, I honestly try to pick
that game up every once in a while. Then I just like it's hard to get that gear going again.
First Dark Souls did not age well. I'm telling you, it feels very clunky.
I think I have the third one, and I try to pick it back up, but it's just like it's just difficult, you know. And it's like if you lose, what is it? If you don't use it, you lose it, type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does this fucking item do? Why can I not move? Then I end up like researching a bunch of shit too long. I'm like, never mind.
I rarely research anything for Dark Souls. I tend to just I go in blind every time. And then like
even for items?
I mean the items tell you what they do. So I just read every item description.
Nah, I'm cheating. I'm like, what items work best with this?
Yeah, give me the min-max build.
Oh, I hate that. That's so gross. What's the point of exploration if you just like
I still have to explore.
I still explore, but I want to explore with the best shit.
Yeah,
Joe's toxic winning trade is coming out again.
Mm-hmm.
Literally a game.
So
let me enjoy it. How I enjoy it.
He's like, this is the one place that I'm supposed to be okay with doing this.
Let me live.
All right. At least my toxic winning competitive doesn't come out in Pathfinder.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
No, it's not. I'm every very time, cooperative.
Yeah. Every time we sit in these chairs.
Let's see how this fight goes, then we'll say.
Fight's over.
He died already?
Yes. he only had one hit left, and then Grimlock got him, or Anna Carmen got him.
That is so wack.
You can't tell us that you aren't trying to win at this show when like there's been like at least a third of our episodes that you start up by saying somebody's gonna die today.
That's just dramatization.
Did you watch the video I sent you of the accents?
They were all my accents that I do.
No, I
didn't watch the video.
It was a video of Southern accents?
No, there's a video of
I gave you a whole new accent this episode.
Joe should make a video of all of his accents. Ooh, it'll just be the same. Good.
Well, we should name it the same thing. Top 10 sexiest accents.
Yeah. And it's just Joe's this southern accent. And different
out the macho man, Randy Savage.
That was pretty good.
And we'll buy fake comments.
I love it.
The followers. Whatever. I didn't even watch this video. What are
the toxicity's going to come out now?
I got an hour. Like, legit an hour.
Yeah, we have to start. Let's do it.
No, so you guys beat the hell out of Bellinelli.
Does he have anything on?
Yes. You guys didn't try to identify him at all. Sad day.
We could do what that when he's dead.
Didn't he just disappear?
It's easier to identify a dead body than a live body.
Yeah.
That's fair. You could take time identifying it. It would actually be an occultism role. Oh, wait. Let me see what he is. He's a demon and a fiend.
Whoa.
What kind of fiend?
Hear that.
Sex fiend.
Different podcast.
He on Demon Time for real.
Let's see. What's you didn't name? Hear me say it. Hold on. This is Becky.
Belenny?
That's the book's name for her. I changed it from the book, if you didn't get it.
Oh, so their name was Belenny, but you're like Bellinelli.
Yeah.
And it was a woman. Now it was a man.
Yep. Wait. So was it always a woman, but because of our shenanigans, you made it into Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, I wanted it to be a man. I didn't. So I'm just going to bring that. No, give me what a demon and a fiend. What is that even?
Oh, a succubus?
Joe is about to start talking to himself. No, religion. Don't tell him.
I was basically.
No, I was like, what, is he talking to us?
Religion.
They must not know. Bad joke, bad. Call him.
Never seen Lord of the Rings.
No.
Okay.
You're kidding, right?
That's a lie.
We gotta just go past. I believe it too, but we can't even open that.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings, Zach? Any of them?
We're moving past it, Joe. Joe, we're moving past it. Don't fall for his tricks. This is what he does all the time.
This chasm I'm in. I don't like it down here. Get me out. Okay, give me a religion check.
Ooh. Okay, I can. I'm trained in religion. Bitches, trained in religion. Ooh, that's a good one. Finally, some good rolls. 24.
So yeah, you can tell because once you kill him, his body like morphs. I should have led with this. His body morphs into like a reddish taint. And a little bit of a like tattoos form on his head, and he goes from being muscly to like a more lean character, and you can recognize this as a succubus.
Oh, so incubus if it's a male.
Yeah, it's an incubus.
Okay,
incubus.
Gross.
Okay, cool.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
What are the implications?
Well, it's just I mean, they're just the two like. Gender versions. So like a succubus is a female demon who like survives off the lust of men and life force and all that, but incubus is just the male version of that, and it's just like they're just like they tempt women and yada yada yada, but like they're both basically the same demon, just different gendered.
Were his muscles the real deal?
No, they're fake.
Wow.
What?
He really liked it though, so he just kept going with it.
You can tell he was compensating.
But no, okay, the book had him as a succubus, but I didn't want to play a succubus. That didn't seem as fun. So I was an incubus.
No, that was cool.
So on him, he has, let's see, nothing on him, actually. But Fidget, because you did detect magic, you have three pings. One go off on his bed.
Okay.
One goes off. There's a mask on the wall that pings off. And then there is one of the vials on the ground that somehow didn't break is pinging as well.
Okay. She will collect all three of these objects and lay them on the bed and just try to identify them.
Okay. So give me that. Anyone who wants to identify?
I mean, probably Grimlock. She'll probably ask Grimlock to take a look because it's craft checks, right? It's like I can't use it. I'm not training Arcana. I'm only training occultism.
You can't identify with occultism?
No. Can you not?
That's what Joe said. You can only identify with Arcana.
Okay. Well, I only got 15.
And that's what you told me before. Like, I tried to identify things. You're like, oh, and you have to, if you're not training Arcana, you can't do it.
Well, it might have been the item. I think it's item dependent.
Sometimes. It is item dependent.
Okay. Well, can I identify any of these in occultism?
Yes.
Okay. Or religion? Is there a religious item I can identify?
Oh, yeah. Religion works.
For the mask?
Yeah.
That's a 20 for religion.
Okay. So the mask is what's known as a demon mask.
Oh.
There you go. It's a terrifying mask crafted in the visage of a leering demon and grants a +1 bonus to intimidation checks.
Okay.
To activate it, it takes 2 actions, and you can do this once a day. The mask casts a fear spell with a DC of 20. And this mask actually takes the shape of Bellinelli. And it is Brendan Fraser-esque.
Oh, wow. +1 to intimidation checks, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Fidget is going to hold the mask up and like kind of look at it over and just kind of like fold it over in her hands, and then just she'll walk up to Anna Carmen and hand it to her.
Wow.
I think this would benefit you the most, Anna Carmen. I'm not exactly a very intimidating figure, but you tend to intimidate quite a lot of men around here, and you tend to make them feel small. And I think this would really help with that.
Wow. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't have it on, but I have it halfway on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your head like a hat.
Kind of off to the side, you know.
I know what you mean, Elmer. I got you.
Like Ichigo?
Yes.
Ichigo. There it is.
I get it now. Thank you for putting in
We could have been speaking a whole other language, Joe.
What anime is Ichigo from?
Obviously Ichigo.
Don't look it up. I hear that keyboard clacking. No. Don't look it up, you bastard.
That was a hard mouse scroll.
No, I know.
Bleach, it's obviously. Kurosaki,
famous lead character of the anime Bleach.
Bleach, yeah. Us curse our weebs. We
fucking fools.
Weebs, we all are.
Right. What's okay, the name Joe, of his what else can I identify?
The other ones are crafting. Because
all right, I have no idea what they are, so I can't hand them to. So wait, one is a vial. What's the other one? You didn't tell me what the other.
Oh, they're 2 vials. I'm sorry.
Oh, the 2 vials.
But yes. One was on the bed and one was on the ground.
Yeah.
All right, but Joe, this is from kind of before. This is while they were talking to the lady in the mirror. Because Snap didn't really care about that. I was looking. I was like examining and like looking at the wolf that we killed. Okay. So would that be a nature or an occult?
Nature.
25.
So because it's dead now, you can tell that this wolf at one point was just a normal, natural wolf. But much like the salamander that was in the hermitage, it was probably infused with some sort of demonic strength to make it that sort of way.
Okay. And then I would have taken the pelt.
You have another wolf pelt.
Dang, skinned him right in front of us.
Just chop it up right in the floor.
Fucking hardcore. Just
underneath Grimlock's legs.
Well, honestly, now I might even do the same thing to the succubus. No, because the succubus, what does the succubus look like?
Like a red demon.
A humanoid.
A humanoid red demon. But Brendan Fraser-esque. Are you going to skin it?
Could I occult check it?
Is it for what?
Well, is there anything that people would take off of it? Because it's not like a...
No, it doesn't have horns or anything. It just has red skin. Yeah. Like tattoos and shit.
Yeah, it's nothing out of the ordinary of a normal demon, I guess.
Okay.
Just it has an innate spell casting abilities. Yeah, casts Dominate on Grimlock. Like,
yeah, so it's Bridget more like demon than like a beast or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Grimlock is wondering why his cheeks are all salty and wet, and he gets over that, and he checks out the vials, and he rolled a 15 for the crafting check.
Yeah, it's fine. You have an elixir of life, so here you guys go.
Back.
A lesser elixir of life, and there is something called a belladonna.
Why did yours only do six healing, Chris?
Mine was very minor. This is one more above this. This is level 5 one.
Oh, this is
poison.
And this one is a poison, sometimes called deadly nightshade.
Yeah.
Because it's widely available toxin produced from a plant similar to a tomato.
I'm actually going to pocket the belladonna because I can reverse alchemically engineer it to try to make my own.
Okay.
And an elixir of life. I'll keep it for whoever needs it in another pickle.
And can I get a perception from the party?
Pretty clutch loot.
No bueno for Fidget.
21.
16 for me.
17.
Okay. Nice.
20.
All right. So around the room, Grimlock and Snap, you see everything that's on the ground. I don't know if Snap would even care, but you guys realize that the pillowcases that are on these pillows are made of silk, which is a very rare commodity. Probably could go for some gold. There's elegant clothing that was on the ground, probably worth a good amount of gold, probably around like 16 gold pieces worth of clothing.
Damn.
There is a golden statue of a dumbbell. And just because of the amount of gold used in it, it's worth around 11 gold pieces.
Damn.
There's also two crystal vials that are lined with velvet, and those are worth 4 gold each.
Damn.
What would those even be for? Like fancy poison?
Can you, how much gold, all of it?
I got
you. Can we just say we just pocketed it all and Yeah.
16, 2, 4, 11.
Okay. 33? I don't know.
And Naz, I wonder, Naz, would you care at all for nudie magazines?
What?
They're vintage.
It's tasteful. Am I looking through it?
I just want to know if it would catch your eye at all.
A little bit.
Okay. You notice by the desk over there that amongst the piles of nudie magazines is a journal.
Okay. What's in the journal?
Daily entries of Bellinelli.
What's the do I read anything that's eye-catching?
Just quick off the bat, you recognize the name Nemanja. How he like seduced Nemanja to think that the village was evil and why, and that he convinced her to go try to kill everyone. It seemed to be like a joke to him. Like he was just messing around. He didn't really care. Okay. But he did. He talks about coming here, or he talks about going to the Hermitage and basically starting a cult there for fun. Everything seems to be kind of a joke for him.
Guy's a psychopath, huh?
But when he came here, because he heard about the tower from the druids, he wanted to know what was causing like such a fuss about it, and he met someone named Kavnikosh, who seems to be like a warrior, like a Zolgoth leader, one of the lizard people. And he writes down that he was trying to work together with them, but they are too simple-minded, not simple-minded, too singular-focused on what they're trying to do for her to, for him to get any like foothold in power here. And then he writes in the notes that he was sent here from some place called Moonstone Hall by his superiors.
Okay. So I take his journal and I'm like, I'll probably just use this for cigarettes. Then I walk back and tell them all that information that you just told me. What is the person's name again?
Kavnikosh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I told him that.
You also see mention of that Kavnikosh's leaders are probably powerful priests of a demon lord. And I'm going to just type this because I'm going to butcher this name. Zevgazavib.
Looks like a keyboard accident.
Yes. Zevgazavib.
That's the priest name?
Zevgazavib. That's the god, the priest, the demon. Worship. Yes, the demon.
Can I do a religion check on that?
Yes.
I got an 8.
You don't know much.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Try again later. After get my brain knocked around. Wow.
Yeah, right? Bunch of mumbo jumbo to me.
Yeah, it looks like he just really wasn't a part of anything. He just wanted to kill time, I guess, until he came here. That's very strange, but I guess he doesn't look like much of a hard worker anyway, so I guess he just, you know, needed a thing to kill. So do we still need to check the rest of this place out, right? We have to go check on this Kavnikosh, because that's what the druid at the Hermitage wanted, right, Grimlock? That's what you told me, right?
Yep, the orb.
Yeah, we gotta check this orb. Okay. Well, I guess we just keep moving then. We We grab the things, grab whatever we can here, and then we just move on.
Yeah, let's go. How's everyone? Everyone good with their healing? They're fine.
I mean, I'm
no, pretty I'm hurt.
Yeah, I'm pretty hurt too.
Yeah.
Kill.
What?
We suffer. Yeah. What to do with this thing?
We could just leave them there. I don't think we have to figure out anything.
I think you said to kill them.
I think what? I mean, that's what I heard too. But you know, if we leave him there, he'll die sooner or later.
I turn to it and I say, "We trusted someone kind of like you before, and did terribly for him and us. So it's just best you stay here, okay?"
Okay.
I'll kill you if you really want me to, though.
No, I'll stay in here.
Okay, cool. Am I gonna get healed there?
Risky.
That damn dog. Yeah, sure. I don't care. I
can't believe you guys got hit. That's kind of embarrassing.
I mean, Bellinetti was a big man, and he just crushed me.
Oh, that's my the God. Damage. That's the damage.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So one damage, and then it passes. What just happened?
Did you
Joe rolled a one.
Oh, my God. Joe, what'd you roll for, huh?
So you guys see the closet. He starts to change shape into a caterpillar. And he tries to attach himself to Fidget.
But we see this happening because he rolled a one. You see it happening
because instead of turning into a caterpillar, he turned himself into a bat, but he thinks he's a caterpillar.
And he's like squirming.
That's disgusting. It can't even get out of the cage.
It can. It goes sideways with its little bat wings.
I stab it in the heart.
No, it's dead.
What the hell was that? What was that about?
I have no idea, but I did not want to take any chances.
That thing was slithering around.
I knew all the backstory.
What'd you say?
He said he had a whole backstory.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So you gave him 22 health.
Yeah, no, I'm basically at full health. Thank you.
All right, who else? Oops.
I do. I need help. Fidget needs help.
Risky? One damage.
Oh, wow. Dude, risky rolls. Oh.
I think that fails. Nope, that passes. I have a plus 11. Psych. 19. So you get a total of 18 healing.
Nice. Oof, fuck. Oh, thank you, Snap. You're always welcomed.
Okay, Joe, we leave the room and we keep going down the hall we were once at. And it looks like there's another stone wall.
Stone barrier.
There is another stone barrier. You guys going past it?
I'm not getting tricked again. Can we perception?
Yes, you may perception.
Ooh. 28. Roll the nat 20, 28.
All right. 20. Okay. So you just hear shouting. What you think would be like cheering and booing.
Oh.
And are you guys looking through these rocks, or are you looking past them?
Through
both.
I guess that is the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa!
You see two Zolgath warriors like cheering as two Quazzets are fighting each other.
Uh oh,
man!
And you see a very intimidating looking Zolgath.
Man, they love these fucking Quazzets just hanging around all over the place. It's fucking annoying.
Love the closet.
This one looks different, though, than all the other ones. This Zolgath.
Whoa.
An Ashigith? Is that what it is, or is that his name?
It's its name. I don't like how it shows the name. I just want to show you what the picture is, but there's the name.
Well, too late, sucker.
Yeah. It is a Zolgath, but it's a much more highly decorated Zolgath.
He got his own little axe.
Is that axe? Are those wooden blades on the axe?
I know it looks so shitty, but so cool at the same time.
I know, right? It could be bone.
Yeah, it's could be primitive. Bone, yeah. Joe, why are you moving your tokens?
What the hell is he doing? What's this man doing?
I'm fixing something.
Fixing.
Uh huh.
Do you think that was the boss already? I hope not.
No,
Asheroth.
He was like a loose end to a different thing we already.
Wait, what is this thing's name again?
Asheroth.
Asheroth.
He loves college.
Forgot about that song. Oh, that should have been another song he would have loved.
I don't think Bellinelli went to college.
I don't think we're talking about Bellinelli anymore.
Right.
He's dead.
Well, he's dead. He is gone.
I share what I see with the folks. I asked, like should we continue forward or should we take the other, like, go, like, retrace our steps and, like, see what was in the other direction of the hallway when we first walked up here?
I'm okay with going around.
Can I get a perception check?
Another one?
By Naz, Snap, Snowflake, and that's it.
Oof, I'm fucking killing it with my perception checks. 26.
All right, Naz and Snap.
27 from me.
Damn.
You.
And oh then my God. 30 from Snowflake. Not 20.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, guys.
What do you got for us?
Hold on.
You loser.
You notice a shivering space behind you both move towards you.
Shimmering or shivering?
Shimmering.
Like it's...
Like a litter? Giant cube, some would say.
Again?
Oh my God. I hate this. We done did it again.
Oh my God.
Well, how did this one get on so fast?
Yeah, how to gain this much movement?
We didn't notice it. We didn't.
You guys were in that room for a long time.
We didn't.
When we left the room, we didn't see it there.
Last time we crossed the rocks, like Chris actually went over the rocks. I'm just behind the rocks.
Hold on.
No, but you're like right.
It'd be there. That's fair. It'd be farther away from you.
It just turned the corner now. Yeah. And you guys heard it, and you just turn around.
Wait, Elmer, you were the slime dude. Give us the slime noise.
What? I was?
Slime dude.
Slime dude. Come on.
Slime us.
Let's hear the slime.
Slimer.
Wait, I don't even remember what I did.
Slimer, a lot of pressure.
No, I honestly don't remember what I did.
Gelatinous cube turns the corner.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't ruin this for me.
Dang.
Who was that?
Oh my God!
Who was that?
Let's move past this. I don't want to think about this. Those sounds coming from my friends.
It moves really fast up on you now.
Oh my God!
It turns the corner and you just hear that shimmering cube come around.
What does it sound like? I'm joking.
let's roll for initiative and see what happens. Let's just see what happens, guys.
I'm jumping the bed.
All right, it's either cube or boss or like boss looking.
Oh,
let me pull up this damn thing. Oh shoot, I forgot.
No take backs.
Okay, got it. All right, let's see. Anna Carmen, what'd you get?
21.
21. Naz.
I got 11.
Grimlock.
10.
Digit.
22.
Snap.
15.
And my cube got a 16.
My cube.
All right. Insert battle music and Fidget, you're up.
She doesn't know what she's looking at. Turns around, see the gross-looking cube. Doesn't like it at all. Magic missile. 3 darts. She makes the finger guns and goes and just goes pew pew pew. She really does go pew though with her fingers. It's part of the spell. She has to make the pew sound. 3 darts. I got 2, 3. Why can't I count?
Are you having trouble?
Shut up. Shut up. Everyone shut up.
Everybody be quiet. I'm trying to count.
11 points of force damage.
All right. Wait. It's Nathan. 11?
Yeah.
That's what. Okay.
What?
Nothing good for us. All right. 3 missiles impact the cube and take out a chunk of its gelatinousness.
What happened? What did I do wrong?
Nothing.
And why are you laughing at my 11?
Because you took like 30 seconds and asked us to be quiet for you to count up to 11.
You're such a dick.
Anna Carmen.
Alright. I'm going to... Oh, Jesus Christ, this is so far.
Very much the Austin Powers scene where the thing is so far away.
The bulldozer? Was it bulldozer? Yeah.
If it moves up to within a... I'm going to hold my turn, but if it moves up to a point within this round where I can move up to it in one movement, instead of spending two, then I'm going to go.
Why don't you just hold your turn? Because if you hold an action to do that, you're wasting your actions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm holding my turn until it does that. I'm not going to do anything.
It's its turn. It just moves. One, two, three.
Two feet up. There we go. Now I can move.
You got to wait till the end of its turn, though. You can't interrupt its whole thing.
How many movements did it use?
That was one movement.
That was one movement? That bullshit.
That's 15 feet. It, like, does little somersaults on top of itself. Yes.
RIP. That was 25.
No, but from here, each square is 5 feet for him.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's large?
Yeah. He's large.
Word.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, you pick one square, and that's your starting square, and then you move normally how you would.
But you don't get that means he's jumping every two. I think speed is speed. Yeah. It's a stat.
It's supposed to go, like, if you're...
If your speed is 30.
If you're here,
look at this.
Then it's like 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, that thing what you're saying.
And then like that.
Like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there's 15.
Oof.
There's 30.
Yeah.
So that's two actions.
Yeah, because you just act as if like one of these.
Yes,
like this
yes,
line
yes.
Is this
you're right, two. You're right. I have been playing Pathfinder wrong for years.
Oh my god.
Is this, I mean, like, have you even fought anything this big before?
Just like Akbu should still be alive.
Yeah.
Oof. Whoops.
And then it's gonna move one more because it has to, and that's all three of its actions.
I feel more comfortable.
Just slowly rolling towards you guys. Snap, it's your turn.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
So I'll have Snowflake attack twice. The first one, 15.
15 hits.
And then, okay, that's really bad. 6.
6 points go through.
And then second attack, that one.
That's a miss.
All right, and then Snap will Ray of Frost or Ray of Cold. 14 plus... Just write it down. I'm assuming it hits, though. Plus 9, so 23.
23 hits.
And then 2 points of cold damage.
Okay.
And then also, if Snowflake just rolled that one, can she still move?
That would be 2 actions for her, so...
No. She gets another action because she's mature now, so you get... So I have my command action does 2 actions for her, but she has 1 free action of her own every turn.
A free action is
simple action, like she can move or attack.
Okay.
And then that's my
hide behind the curtain.
Yeah, just peeking around the corner, but not really trying to get too close.
Andy Carmen, did you want to go?
Yes, I would, please. So I'm going to move up to it and attack it.
Okay.
18.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. Is this thing a sentient being? Like, can it feel emotion?
No.
Okay.
I think it's like a legit land jellyfish. Like, if a jellyfish was on land.
Yeah, because I was like, I should try to intimidate this, but I'm like, can it even, I don't know, feel anything? Yeah. So that's my first attack is a 5 plus 2, so 7. 7 points of piercing damage. And I remember what it did last time we faced it, so I'm going to back up to where I originally was.
Okay. Snap. Nas. Damn it! I went through the whole day.
What?
The whole day.
What is it? What is it?
What do you mean?
Why do you think that happens so much?
It's racism. It's simple. Yeah,
I think so too.
I always get your tokens confused, though. I never know whose is who.
One's green, one's blue.
I always forget whose is who.
Are you also colorblind, Chris?
I'm a snow goblin. We're blue.
I'm goblin blind.
Oh, speaking of snow goblin.
That makes it a lot easier. Thanks, Mark.
Speaking of snow goblin, the coldness that's through here just stops. The temperature seems to be normal again. And then you all just hear a loud, thunderous clap. And the tower shakes. That's it.
Tower have some kind of seasonal clock thing. Sorry, Zach. It was your turn.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna slice him up.
Oh. That's a hit.
That's a hit. Roll 19, damage 5.
All
right. Anything happen? Anything come out?
Some of that jello comes out.
Then I'm going to slice them up one more time. Oh, shit. I rolled a 24.
Nice. That's 10 above its AC.
Damage 4.
Wait, that doesn't take a minus 5? Minus 4?
That's still 10 above its AC.
Its AC is 10?
Yeah.
The giant cube. I remember
it was low AC, but I didn't know it was 10. That's crazy.
It can't be critted, though, right?
So 4 points of damage.
Can't be critted.
Then I dip the fuck out.
And you guys just continue hearing screams in the background. And then one of the Zolgaths gets really excited. You can tell.
Really?
Oh, I fucked excited. Up. I didn't want to be here. I just realized.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right, Grimlock knows what he must be done. Last time,
really do it, Grimlock.
Get inside of the thing. Grimlock runs and puts his goggles on his face, and he jumps right into the belly of the beast.
Oh my god!
And as he's in there, he's doing something he hasn't done yet. He is going to explode it from within. So he's going to tamper with this machine enough, and one of the actions is explode. So. That's just 2d6 of fire damage, but does I want to know if it's going to do more if it's inside of his thing.
Does that break your thing, though?
I do have to repair it after this, but, you know, I could repair it.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Whatever. It's not like we still have a whole tower to go through, but, you know, I'll just break it right now so I can be a cool guy.
What the hell did Joe just roll? Did he just reduce your fucking damage?
I don't know. I rolled 9, though. Explosion damage.
All right. Because it's badass, one, you get a hero point. You get an extra hero point. And I'm going to give you a +3 on your damage because you bombed it from the inside.
There we go.
So you do 12 points of damage.
Fire damage.
Fire damage it from the inside. Does that do any damage to you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's a
whole lot.
Damn, guy.
Now,
I'm actually dead.
You're also going to take
it's 6 points. It's actually one time use.
You're actually going to take 6 points of acid damage.
Oh.
Because you're inside of it. I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Oh. 27.
All right, you're fine. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn. Yeah, that's a 2 action thing.
Okay, I'm going to say you broke out of it. You exploded a hole right through it because you way past its DC.
Okay.
Oh, not way past that, actually. You just met it, I think. Either way, you're out. You go to the other side of it. Fidget, your turn.
Oh, it's still alive. 1, 2, stride, and then, can I projectile? Throw some shit at it. Pull some stuff out, pull some things out of it, you know?
Did you mean to go up next to it?
Next to it.
We're 1 square away from it?
Hold on. Refreshing the page. No, I did not. I thought, okay, I'm gonna be back here with Ankrum. For some reason, it was, like, down here on my screen, like, down here in this little
weird.
Yeah. Okay. So then, I don't remember where I was originally, but I'll probably move a little bit and then until I get a projectile. That's going to be, that's a hit because I rolled a natural 18.
Yeah.
And since I can't grab, I'm not going to bother doing math. That's sad. 7 points of bludgeoning damage probably as I rip apart some loose rock or loose anything.
Some more of the jello comes out, splashes on top of Grimlock's face. Grimlock takes 12 more points of acid damage.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. It's its turn. It just keeps its slow march towards you guys. That's one move action. For its second and third action, it's going to engulf.
Oh, that's God.
Crazy.
Fidget.
What do we do?
So, Fidget and Snap, I need you guys to roll a... Let me see. A reflex DC.
Oh.
21.
Okay.
Way over 20.
Way over 20?
A 28.
Okay. So, this is what happens. Fidget, you have an option. You can either move backwards and force Anna Carmen through the rocks.
Yeah.
Or you go through the rocks, being in vision of the Zolgaths. Or you can stay in the cube.
I'm going to roll, I'm going to roll a d6. 1 to 3 is I push Anna Carmen in the way, or 4 to 6, I run out. Because there's no way Fidge is going to stay inside this thing. So the role
is... Or you would also move. There's an option of you moving Naz.
Moving Naz?
Yeah, because I'm going to say because you succeeded, you choose either one of the two closest squares that are close to you.
Yeah.
And that's either one of them.
But the panic is just to get out. So it's like either rush out past Anna Carmen or rush out into Anna Carmen and which would cause her to be moved into a different square.
Yes.
Could Naz stealth into the next room though? Because there's like shit in there. Like I don't know if those are hay bales or what, but like could he like if like Anna but if Fidget pushes him in, could he like stealth, you know?
On his like turn I'd give him a chance.
But you're saying he'd be exposed when he gets
pushed. He'd be exposed as soon as he's in there. But they're being distracted right now.
Yeah, but I would. But my argument is that is it's just like Fidget's panicking, so she's not going to make a decision at the moment in this 6 seconds of being engulfed in this thing.
Bet she would.
Not Fidget. Bet she would. Fidget wouldn't. So yeah. All right. Three. All right. I'll do three options. 1 to 2. I rush to pass Anna Carmen and expose myself to the Zolgath. 3 to 4, I shove Anna Carmen. But then again, could Anna Carmen, like, shove against me? Push you back in? And
push you back in? That's up to Anna Carmen.
She probably would, right, Anna Carmen?
As of right now,
yeah,
I don't like Fidget.
Yeah. So if I do run out of Anna Carmen would, what? Is it automatic push me back in the thing?
We'd roll it off.
We roll it off?
Yeah.
Let's leave it to the dice. Page. Let's leave it to the dice.
We're off honestly. The page here.
All right, I rolled a 6, so I'm running into Naz. So
does Naz push back?
Naz definitely push back.
What do you need to roll?
Yeah, what are we rolling, Joe?
Are you really going to push back, Naz?
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Strength.
Against my strength?
Yeah.
He won.
Strength, Naz. That's
the wrong fucking thing.
He brought out the ringer.
Oh, no, there's no way. I win this.
What the fuck is my strength? Just roll a d20 and add your strength modifier.
Your strength is probably
19.
Zero. Oh,
yeah. No, yeah. I rolled a 2 with a -1. So
you run straight into Naz, and Naz doesn't move at all.
Naz shows you back inside.
Take your licks.
All right, there. I won't go anywhere.
All right, so on your turn,
we'll discuss. What the fuck?
Snap, it's your turn.
Give me another one. All
right, Snowflake will come darting in and attack twice. Nat 20, let's go, baby. 10. What is it? Double damage? Do I roll again?
No, because it's immune to crits.
Dang.
But 10 damage?
Or 13.
Okay.
And then attack again.
A big chunk of its jello.
Is it still alive?
It's alive.
That is a 19 minus 4, 15, so hit, right?
Yep. The jello's 15, getting smaller.
18 damage. And then
the jello is just big enough to cover Fidget.
Be careful with your tanks.
Snap will start slicing.
Minus 10. Oh no, that's just you, so that hits.
And then 4 points of damage.
And you scrape off the rest of the cube away from Fidget.
Nice.
Sliced and diced.
And Fidget's just there with yellow ooze coming out of her nose.
Is her skin melting off like Anna Carmen's was?
It's just a nice tingle. It's not the disintegrating skin.
It's like, just starts sloshing off stuff.
Is there slime pinata prize items?
This one didn't have any fun +1 items in it. It just has like remnants of bone and a t-shirt.
A t-shirt?
Yeah, it has a t-shirt.
A cute little graphic tee. Yeah.
A band
I survived the gel, a no. cube and all I got was a t-shirt.
No, it says I paused my game to be here. Alright, you guys defeated the cube. The second one.
Did those other things notice us yet?
No, no one's noticed. You haven't gone into their line of sight, and they're very focused on their fight, in which one is clearly winning. If you look around the corner, it has it pinned down and starting to tear the other one's wing off.
Gross.
Might be good for us.
All right, well, that was, again, gross and everything. Should we, what do you want to do now?
Well, originally, we were planning on going around and checking out the other direction of the staircase.
Still works for me, I think.
Same.
I don't know what's going on beyond these rocks. It looks like they're having some kind of fight or competition or something, but we can go definitely check out the other direction that we didn't go in.
Works for me. I medicine checked myself. I think I failed. I rolled 13.
That's a fail.
Okay, so let's just go all the way around back to the stairs.
We cool with that? Is that what we're doing? Go.
Yeah,
fidgets. Wait, we don't want to... Wait, we're leaving?
I mean, yeah, we were discussing it earlier.
Okay.
Nobody said that. That's fine. Okay. We're just going around the other way.
Yeah, the whole time Fidget's just like wiping more and more slime off her and just trying to just get as clean as possible.
But before I go and turn this corner, Joe, I take a peek around.
All right. You see, the first thing that you see is a dead Zolgath against the wall. And three new types of Zolgath that you haven't seen before.
Oh my god.
The fuck? Oh my god.
That's nasty. They look nasty.
These Zolgaths are blue and green and have acid dripping down their mouth and chin with red eyes.
Oh, this doesn't bode well at all.
And they're murmuring with each other, and just one of them moves up to the one in the middle and starts pushing it towards this like line of runes that are on the ground. And the other one's just like pushing back, and they start pushing each other back and forth.
Okay, can...
Like they're fighting?
Arguing about it.
Can I just like whisper and tell everybody what's going on? Like, hey, there seems to be some kind of altercation here and something magical going on. There's a bunch of runes lit up. I kind of just want to see what happens before we make any sudden movements.
Don't you think that maybe if we interrupt it, it could be very bad. They could be summoning something. Then we have like one more problem to deal with.
Well, you know, I didn't think of that. And honestly, I don't really know what magic... how far magic can go.
Let me take a look. I'll squeeze in between the wall and Anna Carmen and poke my head through. Can I try to identify what's happening here?
Give me a occultism check.
Okay. It's like every time I try to do an occultism or a religious check, it's just like no matter what dice I roll, it's always a one. I got a seven.
Yeah, nothing.
I don't really recognize what they're doing, but it can't be. We can't just let them continue what they're doing. I mean,
Nap, did you want to try it?
They're demon priests.
10 for a cold.
Yeah, you don't got it either. But you guys do notice the one that's closest to you push the one that's closest to the runes inside of it, and it like starts freaking out, and then the other one moves up again and pushes him again until he stops right there.
Okay,
and the other one takes. Steps backwards away from the runes. The one that's inside of the runes now just looks around curiously and like waves its hand at the other Zolgath and starts sniffing around.
Okay.
I don't do anything yet.
Maybe now.
Roll a perception throw, Anna Carmen.
Well, I rolled one earlier that you didn't use. Like you. Just,
oh, what'd you get?
22.
Okay. So can you still see the Zolgath on your screen?
Yeah.
Okay. You notice right behind the Zolgath. A stone, like the wall right here is made of that same like brick, but this piece of the wall right here opens just a little bit and the Zolgath is like sucked behind it and it's closed really fast.
What the fuck?
And the other Zolgaths are like freaking out.
Okay. Did you see that, Fidget?
See what?
One of them disappeared into the wall. The one that was inside the runes. Like, and I tell everybody else that.
Like he just walked through?
Like the wall just opened up and kind of swallowed him forcefully.
Oh, okay. Maybe there's something behind the runes.
Maybe.
And they're feeding it.
Should we go? Should we just chance it, everybody?
Yeah, look, they look pretty nasty, but I'm sure they can't be that tough, so we could just take them out.
All right. Well, if nobody has anything else to say, yeah, I guess so.
Go into battle?
Yeah, I guess. We'll.
Anna Carmen rushes into the room, and we'll see you guys next week. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.